Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Tina Brown thinks the monarchy would collapse without Kate Middleton. She told Page Six, "If for any reason she thought like Meghan, I am out of here, I can do much better. It would be a disaster. It would, I think, crumble at the moment without her because she's the only modern, beautiful woman who's well-educated, substantial in herself, who's actually wanting to commit herself to the rigors of this institution. Not many young women could do that." Page Six shares that Brown believes Middleton's mother, Carol, was very critical in that. Her mother helped her avoid the snakes on the board. She also praises William for picking Kate as his partner, saying he was smart to wait for 10 years before proposing. "He was absolutely sure she could handle it before they married," Brown said. "She was trained. Nobody was deluded like Meghan was, it seems." She did stick up Meghan in one way, saying, "I do think it's wrongly called Megxit. Harry wanted out, and she enabled him to do what he wanted. She was strong enough to say, you know what, you want out, I can make it happen." He's shown ever since that he absolutely hates that whole life, doesn't like it. If not but for Meghan, he would have found a way out because he basically was a man who had everything done for him all of his life. He had never carved a life for himself. Meghan was very much a self-starter, a self-made successful woman. She knew who to call at Netflix. He wasn't worldly like Meghan was worldly. They wanted to be global. If you want to be a global humanitarian superstar, it's going to take cash, and that's not going to be the same kind of money where you can live comfortably in Norfolk. The Mirror reported Prince William and Kate Middleton summoned their entire senior staff to a clean-the-air meeting immediately after the recent rocky trip to the Caribbean. Sources revealed the atmosphere in the emergency team summit quickly soured after William revealed his concerns over a perceived lack of input from his staff. He believed they had been poorly prepared for the reaction they encountered in the Caribbean. A source said, "The Duke was clearly frustrated at the lack of answers and the absence of any workable solutions being put forward. The feeling was that there were so many pitfalls that could have been avoided. He knows full well that his reputation is on the line. In dealing with sensitive issues such as the ones they met on the tour, if they aren't in tune with what is going on in the world, they will be left fighting for their futures." The Mirror reminds us William and Kate were slammed for choosing to ride in an open-topped Land Rover in Jamaica, the same vehicle that was used by the Queen in the late 60s. Critics suggested the optics created a clumsy homage to a bygone era, leaving a stench of colonialism in the air. Following the disastrous decision to use the Land Rover, sources have revealed how William, 39, made repeated attempts to question the wisdom of the optics of the event. But he was told that his Jamaican hosts had specifically requested it. Sources have revealed how William and Kate have told advisors to start looking beyond the confines of Whitehall for new talent. Per an insider, "It is pretty clear that the Cambridges need a drastic rethink. They are asking themselves whether there is enough diversity in their team, and they already know the answers." Another source said, "You can't think outside the box if everyone is sitting comfortably in the same one." Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Times of India shares a royal cookbook containing 70 recipes from across the world has been released in celebration of Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee. The cookbook features 70 recipes from British embassies and high commissions from across the world. Many of the recipes included have actually been served during royal visits to various nations, and included in the book are a selection of anecdotes from diplomatic dinners over the years. Included in the book is a mince pie recipe from C, the head of MI6, and was a fictional character in a James Bond movie, but hey, it's a good story for a podcast, so whatever. Also included is a recipe for cardamom lamb from the High Commission in New Delhi and a whiskey bread and butter pudding from the Washington, D.C. Embassy. And from leadstory.com's Hoax Alet, did Queen Elizabeth II award the honors of Knight Bachelor to a cat named Reuben? The claim that a cat had been awarded honors by Queen Elizabeth II appeared as a Facebook post with a photo on April 1st, 2022, on the page of Reuben the Cat. The altered photo has continued to circulate on social media without the April Fool's context or explanation of who Reuben the Cat is. A quick Google tells us Reuben the Cat is well known for wandering the streets of Exeter and paying visits to houses around his home city. Reuben is currently sixth in line of succession, behind young Prince Louis and right ahead of Harry. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And hey, if you like this show, please throw us a few stars. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.